Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
What's good, everybody? Welcome into the Early Edge in 5. We do it every single weekday at 4 p.m. Eastern time. More storylines, more best bets from the night in sports. We have no time to waste. Let's bring in the stars of the show. And you know who's always here with me. We've got Johnny B. We've got Prop Stars. And Alex, I'm going to start with you because I'm wearing this hat to pay homage to your storyline today, because somehow the Brooklyn Nets have secured 2 of the top 5 players in the game a year ago, and they are a disaster. Start us off.
Coach, how the mighty have fallen. Los Angeles Lakers appear to be the only team known to be seeking Brooklyn Nets guard Kyrie Irving in a sign-and-trade deal. Outside of the Lakers, there are currently no known teams planning to pursue sign-and-trade deals for Brooklyn Nets guard Kyrie Irving. Sources apparently have said Irving needs a trade partner to coordinate an agreement or on a deal to get a long-term maximum contract extension, but only the Lakers have interest in executing a sign-and-trade. Free agency opens on Thursday night, sources said. So far, the Nets have no interest in taking back the available Lakers packages as well. Irving has until Wednesday to make a decision on exercising his $36.5 million option on the 2022-23 season. Once he opts into the deal, he's no longer eligible for a sign and trade. It'd be very interesting to see how this shakes out, because obviously it's going to have a huge impact on Kevin Durant's future as well.
There's no doubt about it. For most people who don't understand, you got to have the what you send and either way has to be within 15% of each other. So you can't just send Kyrie and then send the 12th guy on the bench. That's why you've got to include Russell Westbrook in a trade. Nobody wants him. Nobody wants him. Great storyline by you. Also, follow my guy, because you never know how the odds are going to change for futures depending on if Kyrie goes to another team. That's very, very important from a betting perspective. Now, tonight, you heard us this morning on the morning show. Very dangerous. I saw somebody in the chat. Dodgers in Colorado. Be very, very, very careful. Also, other injuries today. Time for the bullpen report. Johnny.
Yeah, quick bullpen report today. Ronald Acuna Jr. is likely to land on the IL after fouling a ball off his foot. He can't put much weight on it at all. Chris Bryant is expected to return during the series against the Dodgers. Bryce Harper is expected to miss multiple weeks with a fractured thumb after being hit by a pitch. And with the Brewers, Brandon Woodruff is expected to return from the IL and start tomorrow. But Hunter Renfroe was just added to the IL with a calf strain.
All right, very good. Love those bullpen reports, just like the weather report. People used to make fun of us. Now they tune in to get them. That's how much we've changed the game. Now let's get into our picks for the day, and I feel like we're going to sweep the board, and we're heavily invested in New York City. Alex, start us off.
Yeah, we're going Jordan Montgomery over 4.5 strikeouts, a little bit juice. You can find this at minus 130 on DraftKings, however. Montgomery's only eclipsed this line in 7 of 14 starts this season, but I'm going to explain why I think this is a great spot for the Southpaw. He's actually been running super cold on strikeouts. He's averaging the highest swinging strike percentage of his career, in addition to the lowest contact percentage of his career, but he has the lowest K rate of his career, which indicates he should be averaging a lot more strikeouts than he currently is. If he continues pitching this well, he's going to start getting the strikeouts in bunches. My model hasn't projected over 6. He's facing an Athletics team that has the 10th highest K rate versus opposing left-handers. I actually considered this play at 5.5 when it opened, despite him not having 6 strikeouts in a single game this season. That's how much I like this line. I would absolutely pounce on it at over 4.5. Probably won't last long.
All right. No, it won't, because mine already changes. I literally had it open. It changed as you were talking. I swear to God, it just happened. Now, many, many in the chat are being very, very active. We don't have time in this show for me to get to all of you, but understand I hear you and I see you. But that's one play. I'm also staying in New York City tonight, because when you look at Blackburn of the A's, yeah, the A's are terrible, but look at his splits. On the road, 5-0, a 1 ERA. At home, his last 3 games, 4-4-7. On the road, his last 5 games, 1-0-0-2-0. So I'm going to take under 2.5, Yankees first 5. I know I never take an under. Today I am here minus 101. Then play number two. Johnny B likes it. Play number two. I'm going to go very simple, very straightforward against my Royals, because every time I see this name, B-U-B-I-C, and I see an ERA north of seven, I'm going to take the other team. Rangers on the road, minus 140. Boom, that's my second play. Johnny B, bring us home.
Yeah, I got Guardians plus 105 versus the Twins. These two starters faced the opposing teams last time around. Neither pitched well. These teams are 3-3 against each other, but all six games were in Minnesota. Cleveland's now lost four straight games, but they're 16-13 at home, and three of those losses were the red-hot Red Sox. They hit righties much better than they do lefties, so they should have their best lineup in tonight and their bullpens rested. I like Cleveland at plus money.
And for those of you who are brand new to Early Edge or Early Edge in five, look at the chat right now. Montgomery for Alex has already gone up to minus 180. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say. There's only one thing left to do, and I all believe you all know what that is. Sometimes I get going too fast sometimes. But, man, we love this extra show, don't you? I know you do, because that's why we do it. You got your marching orders. Let's take all of these Early Edge in five tickets straight to the pay window from our entire crew. You know I love them all. Prop stars, Johnny B, Jeweler on the ones and the twos. I am the coach. We're here twice a day on weekdays, and we do it for you. And remember, for those of you that after a 40-13 run and we had a 4-7 day came at us, we don't need you. We don't need you. We want all positives here after a great run or after a bad run. It doesn't matter. We do it all together at the Early Edge, and sometimes we do it in five. Good luck.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.